Donc après, vous parlez pour vous, on est là-bas, Moïse Jean-Baptiste, qui t'a représenté, un des fonds de
for being the shoulders upon which I stand. Although we merci ces gens vieux for North Slam, Madam Speaker, because c'est eux qui croient moi. Madam Speaker, this government has presented a budget which seemingly, Madam Speaker, has privatized the operations of this economy so that the focus is on them as ministers individually and the development of the country in general has been kept behind. So instead, Madam Speaker, of being a safe and secure country, instead of rebuilding communities, the government has done little to transform the economy to cope with that, with the mighty challenges that we face. So, Madam Speaker, si ton gouvernement fait défense pour préparer cet lycéen, pour calter difficulté à nous nier, yo vini à caille, concept, qu'a fait nous quoi, tout bagaille, all right. Madam Speaker, we have many challenges. Increases in the price of fuel. The Food and Agriculture Organization, Madam Speaker, continues to predict possible increases in the price of food very soon. We are not sure, Madam Speaker, what will happen with the supply of fuel and oil products in the coming months. The Prime Minister himself, Madam Speaker, indicated that near 70% of our population is made up of youth. And we know, Madam Speaker, that among the youth, we have the greatest level of unemployment. We have mass unemployment in the rural areas, Madam Speaker. We know the challenges that we face in the banana industry. And we know what has happened, especially after Hurricane Thomas. We have mass unemployment among single mothers, Madam Speaker. Mama qui a été par quoi yo, and ça yo pas qu'à travail. We have had a contraction of foreign direct investment, Madam Speaker. And we have a situation where this government has made a mockery of good governance in St. Lucia, and I will come to that later. Madam Speaker, to change the direction of this country, the people of St. Lucia must take the steering away from this government in the very near future. They have come to this house, Madam Speaker, seemingly gloating, all is well in health. You heard the member for Mikud South speak of education, a university which is 4 years plus in the making. We did not hear from the Prime Minister, Madam Speaker, and appeal to the various sectors of this economy, labor, private sector, to give an indication to this country that we are in serious times. That bagay pa del ko yo kadi. But before I go there, Madam Speaker, the member for Ansari Canaries, he once again indicated in his presentation that the St. Jude's Hospital will be completed by September. Another deadline by this government again. I will come to that a little later. The member also indicated that Wasco has promised that water will be available in Canaries by this weekend. Madam Speaker, the pipes are still on the ground and may remain there for some time because the government has not finalized the arrangements for access through private lands, Madam Speaker. I don't understand how the member could come to this house and indicate to the people of and to this house that there will be water by this weekend or month end, Madam Speaker. He also indicated, Madam Speaker, that the guttering at Flora Villa in Tanneries, Madam Speaker, he said it is because of the guttering that they were saved from certain effects of the Hurricane Toma. But Madam Speaker, it is only in February and March of this year that those adjustments were made. When was Hurricane Thomas, Madam Speaker? The member for Miku South, Madam Speaker, spoke once again about the East Coast Road, blaming the former administration and indicating that the former administration did not fix the part of the East Coast Road that passes through the constituencies supported by the United Workers' Party. But Madam Speaker, as I said before, this is a former principal. So is he saying, therefore, Madam Speaker, that the Labour administration wanted to punish the tourists who are travelling from Iranoa to Castries? Is that what he's saying? Is he saying that the Labour administration wanted to punish all St. Lucians who pass on the highway? It is very clear, Madam Speaker, that this argument is nonsensical, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I have said again and again that this government, Madam Speaker, has privatized the governance of St. Lucia. That is why, Madam Speaker, every single one of them can come to this house and speak about millions of dollars. The member for Anstoria County said $21 million in 1 year. $21 million in 1 year has been spent in his constituency, Madam Speaker. And I will show in a while that what has happened in this country is that instead of developing the country for all St. Lucians, this government has taken the patrimony, they have taken this country, and they have separated it, throw it up like rags, and given to every single member to do as he pleases, Madam Speaker. And I'm coming to that. Madam Speaker, every country, when they speak about development, must focus on human development. Si nous pas développer moun, nous pas ça de nous développer. So when they come here and speak about a 4.4% growth in the economy, I want, Madam Speaker, the individuals, the people of St. Lucia, who should have benefited from this growth, I want them to ask the government what has happened to this 4.4% growth. And we will come to the 4.4% growth. This budget, therefore, if there is so much growth as you are boasting, this government should come to this house and demonstrate what will happen with social policy in this country, what is going to happen in health, what is going to happen with social transformation, what is going to happen with the creative arts, to turn this economic growth, which they speak of, into human development. You know, Madam Speaker, the real situation, what is real, is this. In every constituency, you have record numbers of unemployed young people sitting on the block, Madam Speaker. That is what's real. You have a number of young people who are asking themselves, where is all of the employment that this government promised? These are the facts. We have a number of people, Madam Speaker, who are asking themselves as we speak, how am I going to get $70 to pay for the next doctor's visit? We have a number of young people and elderly people in this country who are asking themselves, how am I going to pay for the medication, Madam Speaker? These are the real situations in St. Lucia. Madam Speaker, we have all heard about the rate of non-communicable diseases in St. Lucia. We have heard about diabetes, Nuzakan, Ashai Munkadi, Senukini pre-diabetes. Nuzakan about heart attack. We have heard a lot about stroke. And you think that this government will come to this house and present this situation to the people of St. Lucia and come up with ideas and good plans to deal with this situation. But on page 25, Madam Speaker, of the Prime Minister's address, and I quote on the health care, it says, over the past 4 years, Madam Speaker, this administration has been focused on improving health standards and increasing access to health care for all citizens. He says, in spite of many challenges, we have been driven by one main principle, health care for all. In other words, Madam Speaker, no one should be denied care simply because of their inability to pay, their state of health, or where they live. He said, our efforts have been concentrated on keeping people healthy, treating health conditions, and supporting rehabilitation and coping strategies. While we accept the reality that we cannot afford to meet the health needs of all of our citizens, we have designed a package that is affordable and one that we believe is adequate for attaining good health. What package, Madam Speaker? And I search in vain for the package. I search in vain. He says no one should be denied health care simply because they cannot pay. Premier Minister Abi, Madam Speaker, Pierre Sona Seplisi, Uparipu, Leovini, L'Hôpital, Leovini, Gerwimed, Pascal Yopasape, Uparipu, Tuneo, Sopi, VA, Madam Speaker. I wonder if he's real, Madam Speaker. He needs to ask the elderly people of Beaufort North, or Castries, or Gozile, all around St. Lucia, who can not find the money to pay for health care. What happens to them when they face some of those health facilities, Madam Speaker? And it speaks about universal health care coverage strategy. And the member for Ancillary Canneries, who is also the minister with responsibility for health, spoke about the universal health coverage strategy. But this is the same problem, Madam Speaker. This government has never been constant. This government changes themes at every budget debate. And so they have the country in an up and down roller coaster activity, Madam Speaker. Let me give you an example. The government has been a kai consit. You can create health care and lot bagay. In 2007, Madam Speaker, it was called the National Health Development Strategy. In 2008, they spoke of National Health Insurance. In 2009, the name was Accelerated Health System Strengthening Strategy. And in 2010, this year, a new name, Universal Health Coverage. Now, Madam Speaker, where is this government taking us in relation to health care? Sous l'année gouvernement vini, on a différent nom pour health care. And I have the answers there, Madam Speaker. I worked with every single one of them. This government has not demonstrated that it understands the suffering of the people of St. Lucia where health care is concerned. And the question is, do our constituents feel better today in relation to our health care, Madam Speaker? When our people go to the St. Jude's Hospital today, do they feel that they are getting all of the supplies that they need? When they go to the Victoria Hospital, do they feel that today his government has provided an atmosphere for the doctors and the nurses to get the support that they need? That is the real situation. All of the nice words of the member for Ansari Canaries and Minister with responsibility for health will not change that. Go ask the doctors and nurses at the various hospitals. How do they feel now? What kind of support are they getting from the government to provide quality health care to our people? That is the reality. So if the name changes at every budget debate, you don't know what you're about, Madam Speaker. See, Shaklaugini, who said different objectives. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. The member spoke about St. Jude's, Madam Speaker. And St. Jude's, Madam Speaker, is a very touchy subject. When we speak about St. Jude's, we get emotional. I get very concerned and worried. Again, as early as March 18, 2009, the member for Beaufort South, member for Labrie, and myself, we co-authored a letter to the Prime Minister where we complained about the emerging situation at St. Jude's, Madam Speaker. That was before the fire. September 2009, we had this unfortunate incident. Three people died, Madam Speaker. Swamun kikot if you fought enough more. Adifia. Immediately, we had massive support from all walks of life, and that was very good, Madam Speaker. I am still not convinced that the government used that goodwill from the public and from international donors to speedily restore the hospital, Madam Speaker. No matter what they do, no matter how many cameras they bring to the hospital, they have not used the goodwill of the people of St. Lucia, Madam Speaker. All the little children in the preschools who gave their little dollar and their 25 cents to help. It is now April 2011. And they gave us deadline upon deadline upon deadline. Madam Speaker, tout monde baille l'argent pour aider St. Jude. Si mamay baille 25 cents pour aider St. Jude. Ek manini de gouvernement servi, sa geste se moun nan. L'amour se moun nan. Ou travail wè dans le St. Jude vitement, Madam Speaker. So what do we have? All of the 4.4% growth, si yo ka pale, Madam Speaker. Our pregnant women in the south, whether it's midnight or 1 in the morning, have to take vehicles and travel to Victoria to have their precious babies, Madam Speaker. We still have inadequate supplies. How do you tell me you come here to boast about growth and everybody is doing badly but St. Lucia is doing well? But pregnant women have to travel at midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, when we have a hospital to give birth to their precious babies? How do you justify that, Madam Speaker? How do you justify the insensitive treatment, Madam Speaker, that this government has shown to the families of the fire victims? Insensitive. For me, c'est mon qui m'a dit faire, Madam Speaker. J'ai toujours. À moi-même, manili des gouvernements, a fait assez by c'est mon ça. En famille qui sort belle vie. Yon a kako, ek yon apiro, Madam Speaker. I do not want to say that it's because those people are poor and from Beaufort North, Madam Speaker. But I'm tempted to say and to suggest that maybe if those people were from other kinds of families, you would have heard pourings of concern from the powers that be, Madam Speaker. And around July, Madam Speaker, of 2010, the minister with responsibility for health, who stood up here a while ago, strutting his successes, he promised that by December of 2010, there will be a lot of progress on the St. Jude's Hospital. He promised it, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, he said that they had collected $3.85 million from the public, Madam Speaker. He said that the Taiwanese donated US $2.2 million and that the cost of renovating St. Jude would be $11 million. That's what the member for Canary's answer said last year, July. And you know what, Madam Speaker? Only a few weeks ago, in April of 2011, after much pressure from the public, the government went down to show us the progress. And what progress, Madam Speaker? Even at the time, at that time, the government could not tell us the total cost of the reconstruction project at St. Jude's Hospital. But I'm not surprised. Gouvernement par état d'une loi à l'élève avec caméra, Madam Speaker. Le par état d'une comment il a écouté pour dire on j'ai Saint Jude. But I'm not surprised because this government has a history of not telling you the upfront cost of the project, Madam Speaker. Cost on the run, I call that. So if you don't know the total cost, if you don't know the initial cost, how can any sensible and rational individual challenge the cost at the end? That's the technique. That's the strategy. But now, I see the PM has an allocation of $23.7 million for completion and amenities. At one time, the minister with responsibility for health, he said, it would cost $11 million. Now, the PM has allocated $23.7 million. Madam Speaker, they don't know what they're about.
Honourable Member for Anthony Canary.
Madam Speaker, on the point of correction, Madam Speaker, on a point of clarification, Madam Speaker, the Honourable Member for Beaufort North indicated and has misleading the people of St. Lucia and this House in saying that this government or the Ministry of Health did not know the cost of the repairs to St. Jude's Hospital. Madam Speaker, what is correct is that the cost of the surgical ward, which is financed presently by the Taiwanese government, was costing $11 million. And at the moment, Madam Speaker, we are expanding the other wing because, Madam Speaker, we still have the intention of looking into the possibility of erecting another new hospital when the time comes. So, Madam Speaker, he also is misleading the House. While on the floor, Madam Speaker, on a point of correction again, Madam Speaker, I mentioned, Madam Speaker, that we had, through the Anslore village, $21 million going to this village in 1 year. Madam Speaker, $16.8 million for the construction of the fishery. $6.5 million, Madam Speaker, on the construction of a water source, Madam Speaker. $700,000, Madam Speaker, on the construction of a daycare center, in excess of $25 million for correction purposes, Madam Speaker.
Honourable members, when you stand, do not invoke two standing orders at the same time.
Madam Speaker, I'm very thankful for the member's interjection, because I have said before in this house that when I speak, I take a lot of time to do my research. And I will, Madam Speaker, since you said I misled the House, I will not want the record to show that I misled the House. So I'm going to quote from Hansard, July 13, 2010. And I want the member to say whether these are his words. Page 30, Madam Speaker. After he said I came from a cave, because that's how they like to insult the people of rural St. Lucia. He said I came from a cave. But Madam Speaker, this is what he said. Paragraph 2. And I'll just read part of the paragraph. It's already a document of the House. In relation to the renovation of St. Jude, there's nothing about part of the hospital. Here is what you said. And I quote. He said, let me start from the Taiwanese. Madam Speaker, and I'm quoting Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, we have a donation from the Taiwanese of US 2.2 million. We have collected from our St. Lucians and otherwise 3.85 million. Together, Madam Speaker, the cost of this renovation to St. Jude is about 11 million. And I can assure you, St. Jude will be up and running very soon. So he can go back to Beaufort North and tell his people that the Minister of Health says that we are well on our way to reconstructing St. Jude and that before Christmas we will see a lot of progress. Unquote. So, Madam Speaker, when this member will stand and say that's not what he said, it is there. The cost of reconstruction is 11 million, that's what he said. So, Madam Speaker, it shows clearly that this member, as Minister responsible for health, is not clear about what he says. It's not clear about what he says. Because of the lack of urgency by this government, because of the lack of foresight, both sports and the hospital are suffering, Madam Speaker. Sports are suffering. The people in the sports fraternity, the sporting community, they are suffering. Madam Speaker, do you know that it is only in St. Lucia, and the records will show, the history will show, that only in St. Lucia, under United Workers Party government, this may be the only country in the world, Madam Speaker, where children, little children, from the infant school, the primary school, they were forced because of the arrangements of facilities, Madam Speaker. They were forced to have sports in the middle of a hospital. Madam Speaker, I want to repeat this. The facts are that this is the only country in the world, and I will repeat, and you make light of it. This is the only country in the world where sports involving little children were held in the middle of a hospital. Deny that. This has never happened anywhere in the world, only under the United Workers Party, that you have patients who are lying on the bed, elderly patients and otherwise, and you have children upstairs clapping and rearing and shouting the people to go. Who knows, Madam Speaker? Who knows? You have a hospital, you have the emergency section, vehicles parked all around the emergency section, and this is where ambulances and doctors need to find their way to go to the hospital. That has never happened anywhere else in the world. Only under this government something like that will happen. Who knows? How are the toilets used, Madam Speaker? proper management. Madam Speaker, ça c'est seul pays. Seul pays en whole la terre. Côté nouveau et petit mamaï. Pour courir sport en mitant à l'hôpital. And you search the internet. It has never happened anywhere else in the world. Madam Speaker, this is why I tell you that this country, under this government, we record new laws, Madam Speaker. And for all of this madness to stop, this government has to go, Madam Speaker. We have to. And we talk about building a multi-million dollar airport. I'm not surprised, Madam Speaker, that they find that amusing. Because they may not have taken the time to think about it. They may not have taken the time to think about little children having sports inside of a hospital. Maybe when they go home, they will sit down and consider the ramifications of their own children. They have to send them to participate in sports in the middle of a hospital. Think about it. Madam Speaker, on this side, however, we have not spoken over the years of different systems. Since 2003, we have spoken about and we have acted on the belief that all solutions must be provided with affordable health care, at least the basic level of care. So, Madam Speaker, we can go back to the 2004-2005 budget address of the member of UFOT South, then Prime Minister. And in the throne speech of that year, Madam Speaker, there was an intention to establish universal health care. By July of 2003, there was a report by a task force. By September of that same year, Cabinet had discussed it with the task force, and Cabinet approved the recommendations in October, within 1 year, Madam Speaker. There were recommendations about the financing. There were appointments, Madam Speaker, of two very reputable gentlemen. And these were steps in the right direction. What has been the progress since 2006? Every single year, Madam Speaker, you come to the House to speak about different names. And they will leave this House, Madam Speaker, not having accomplished universal health care. Not our universal health care. All of the names that they have blundered about. Madam Speaker, we on this side understand the plight of the people. And you know what, Madam Speaker? We have not come here this time simply to complain. The next Labour government, Madam Speaker, will implement the universal health care program. Will. It will be our goal, Madam Speaker, that every solution, rich or poor, has access to a package of guaranteed health services. We will immediately get back to our pilot project with diabetes and hypertension, Madam Speaker. We started. And one of the best ways, Madam Speaker, is to strengthen our primary healthcare system. We started our program. We completed the upgrading of 15 health centers. We will also extend the hours of operation at the Grozile Polyclinic, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, diseases like diabetes and hypertension, cardiovascular diseases, and cancers, they are the biggest killers of our population. And in many cases, better lifestyles can be adopted. But what have you heard from this government? There will be a more aggressive campaign, Madam Speaker, with public education and programs in schools, Madam Speaker. We are presenting those because we want to ensure, Madam Speaker, that we present to this House hope. And that's what we are here to do. Once again, Madam Speaker, with all of the changes that are happening around us, those who are most vulnerable will feel the pinch the most. Many people are becoming working poor, meaning that even those who work, Madam Speaker, because of the increases in the price of fuel, because of the increases in the basic price of food, even those people who are working and earning a salary are slowly becoming poorer, Madam Speaker. And what has this government done? Once again, they have never had a coordinated strategy to deal with the social sector. In 2008, Madam Speaker, they came with something called the Puente Program. And the minister said it would have done so many things. What happened to the Puente Program? In 2009, they simply repeated actions that have been taking place all the time. So, Madam Speaker, chik a program ki yo ni pou aide moun. Moun ki ka travay, me paske la ni difficulté a la terre. Paske la ni difficulté a ekonomi se plisi, yo bouje ta asistan. Me gouvernement sa la, sa vini ek menm program sa la tout le. A l'année 2009, Madam Speaker, 2008, je viens avec un bagage qui est le premier programme. And Mr. Speaker, le premier programme, ça là, qui ça qui a fait? Nous passons ça qui a fait. Madam Speaker, Mr. Speaker, they have indicated that they are impacting communities for social change with HOPE and DMTF programme. I do not know, Madam Speaker, if we are referring to some of the HOPE programs which I will speak about in a while. We need to have a Social Protection Bureau, Madam Speaker. It is going to serve as the country's central registry for the poor and vulnerable. We need to do that. HOPE for the future. This registry, Madam Speaker, Mr. Speaker, will be the point of collection of social and economic data. Our targeting needs to be much better. Our single mothers. Single mothers, Madam Speaker, are a vulnerable section of our population. Nous n'y a chai, madame, qui a été par koyo, et qui a mama yo, ou poka. What is the program of this government to deal with single mothers? When people have difficulty, especially single mothers, Madam Mr. Speaker, the difficulties extend to the children. We have said it before, when we get back to office, when the people of Senusha will give us this opportunity, Madam Mr. Speaker, we will implement a special program to train unemployed single mothers. Those trainees will be paid an allowance, they will learn new skills, and we will also ensure that their children are cared for during that period of training. We need, Madam Speaker, to take care, Mr. Speaker, of our differently abled people, and to work harder to ensure that public infrastructure becomes more sensitive to the needs of the differently abled. We led the way, Madam Speaker, when we were in government, by ensuring that the government buildings cater to the needs of these differently abled people. We need to go one step further, and if given the opportunity by the people of St. Lucia, we'll have all new construction of buildings to better serve people who are differently abled. We need to make access available by wheelchairs and other means. The support for our senior citizens must be greatly enhanced. And there needs to be, Mr. Speaker, a comprehensive support for senior citizens. And while every single government has assisted senior citizens, and in some cases some governments increasing the allowance to them, there is no single comprehensive program to support senior citizens. C'est bon citoyen qui en fait l'issue, qui a travaillé web. Tout gouvernement, gouvernement Sala, gouvernement qui passe, travaille ces bons citoyens qui portent. Ça nous a dit, M. Speaker. Nous avons mis un programme pour aider les gens. Plus passé nous a fait les débattre pour voir avant. We need to have a home health program. Staffed by some of these same single mothers who will participate in our single mothers program. It will make it possible for the elderly to live in their own homes while we give them some assistance. So si nous quittons ces grands citoyens à dans sa wete la caillou, avec même ces mamans qui wete pas koyo avec issue, qui nous ka by a trauma, nous savons aider ces grands mouns là and make these elderly people more comfortable in their homes. Mr. Speaker, we need to reintroduce the home repair program for elderly people all around St. Lucia, Madam Speaker. When the Labour Party was in office, there was a program to repair the homes of elderly people, and we need to reintroduce this program immediately. And if given the opportunity, Madam Speaker, the Labour Party will do it again. In addition, senior citizens who are physically and mentally challenged need to be taken care of. And this is the tradition of the Labour Party, Mr. Speaker. We care about those programs, and we are not talking about them just now. We have a history of doing those kinds of programs. We will intensify our programs to the elderly. The government, Madam Speaker, needs to find a way to provide wheelchairs, walkers, and other appropriate devices to people who are differently able in that regard. We can do that. We have to stop this thing where it is like that. That is what a Labour Party government will do, if given the opportunity, Madam Speaker. We will also redefine the value of voluntarism. In times past, Mr. Speaker, people would give time because the family was different, the economic structure was different. People had a lot of time, so they would go to the scout meeting, they would have a guide group, they would have St. John's ambulance, all kinds of groups. But you cannot blame leaders today, Madam, Mr. Speaker, if they do not have much time. We say we should make time. But both mother and father are working. And some of these people are working in the hotels, split shift, and they do not have the time to assist the community group. If the Labour Party is given an opportunity again, Madam Speaker, our caring government will ensure that individuals who give time to voluntary groups will have a different value placed on their services. So that, Mr. Speaker, we will create a window for them, certain scholarships. We'll create a window for people in various constituencies who have given all of their lives to community work. We are going to place a higher value on their contribution and make it count in the economic activity of this country, Mr. Speaker. So, Madam Speaker, Mr. Speaker, we are not just here talking and criticizing. We are getting ready to remove this country from the abyss that this government has put it. That's what we are doing here. Madam Speaker, Mr. Speaker, this United Workers' Party government continues to play lip service to the arts, the creative arts. And again, the creative arts, Mr. Speaker, is part of social and human development. How can you say you have massive growth, and we do not see that being manifested in assistance, major significant assistance to the creative arts? Which country developed, when you read the history, which country developed with full potential if you don't invest heavily in the creative arts? And when the Labour Party was in government, there are several examples of what the Labour Party did to attempt to create a creative arts industry. There are several examples. Most importantly, the national cultural policy, creating the cultural foundation, and there are lots of other things the Labour Party did. Labour Party, Mr. Speaker, connect Valet Kilte, avec Valet Moon, et Labour Party a served the development, c'est pas un excellent business. So Labour Party a fait ce travail web pour faire artiste, moun qui a joué tambour, musicien, moun qui a écrit poésie, moun qui a fait panier. Toutes ces qualités, moun talent Labour Party a, c'est fait on y a différentes places en économie. Once again, Madam Speaker, this government, in 2007, the government said they are going to put $1 million to build a national theater. That was 2007. In 2008, there was no mention in the Prime Minister's address of the Creative Arts. Not a single mention. In 2009, they said they will have a big national consultation on the arts, including artists. And all of that. There have been one or two instances where assistance has been extended to artists. This is a continuation of what the Labour Party started with the NDC and all of the incentives given to musicians to help spark a creative arts industry. Mr. Speaker, we understand the value of the creative arts, and I am not surprised, because I am not sure those who are, those in the political directorate on the other side who are responsible for the creative arts, I am not sure that they have given enough attention to it or that they even appreciate it. So the creative arts has been put on a back burner by this government. If the Labour Party is given another opportunity by the people of St. Lucia, we are going to ensure that the creative arts and artists find their rightful place and quantify the economic contribution of the creative arts. Here is an opportunity to create a new economic pillar. And there are lots of examples. You have drum builders, Nestor, and so many of them. And you can actually build those musical instruments from local materials, from goat skin, from wood. And you can export those drums. High value materials, Madam and Mr. Speaker. So it's possible. You have great dancers and artists, Adrien Auger and so many of them, Boots, and there are so many examples of individuals, Mr. Speaker, who can help create a product. And so we need to focus on the creative arts. We speak about marketing and all of the millions of dollars which we spend to market St. Lucia, we give to the individual who takes...
Honourable Member, you have 10 more minutes in which you have to complete your presentation.
Mr. Speaker, I wish to move the time order 3 to 10, in hopes to allow the Honourable Member from Newport North another 6 minutes.
Honorable members, the question is that standing order 32.10 be invoked to allow the member for Buford North an additional 60 minutes to complete his presentation. As many who are in favor say aye. As many who are contrary say no. The ayes have it. The ayes have it. You may continue, Honorable members.
Thank you, members. So, Mr. Speaker, the Creative Act will be very special, will continue to be special to a future Labour Party government, as it was in the past. Every constituency can benefit from the potential of developing the Creative Act. And when we speak of a comparative advantage, Mr. Speaker, there it is. Theatre and art and the creation of products, it comes naturally to the St. Lucian people. And you go to Shozel and you go all around, there are people who are creative. All around us. And yet, we have not taken the opportunity to build on what the last government did. Groups and groups of young people, especially the young people who are talented, whether it be in rap music or in reggae music, Christian music, all kinds of music, gospel music, there are lots of talented young people in St. Lucia. And they are simply waiting for an opportunity so that the government can take the lead in the very same way that we give millions of dollars in marketing to tourism and we give millions of dollars to other aspects of the economy. We can be creative and put significant support in the Creative Act. And we will see a difference. If given the opportunity, Mr. Speaker, we will take national pride to a new level. One of the first things we will do very early, if given the opportunity, in the next administration, is to ensure, Mr. Speaker, that we work very hard to triumph, to celebrate the successes of those who have worked tirelessly to make us great. And one thing we can do is to have a special committee under the chairmanship of the Governor General to recommend to Cabinet the naming of all schools and public buildings in St. Lucia and all major infrastructure after St. Lucians who have made significant contributions. That is a direction which we can go. So we are not just here to criticize. We are giving hope. We are giving hope to the future, Mr. Speaker. We have the expertise to do it in St. Lucia. Tout building gouvernement, toute l'école, nous voulons mener un comité qui gouverne général là, qui conduit, pour bailler toute l'école qui avec ce building gouvernement ça là. Un monde sécrétien qui a fait bon à pays, examinez-nous à Chahé, Lonné, Lonnaise et Questé. And we have many of them. Mr. Speaker, even our streets that we should focus on naming those streets, giving life to our community pride. We need to give life to the national cultural policy. And the national cultural policy, Mr. Speaker, we have it from 2003. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. And if given the opportunity, when we get into government, if given the opportunity by the people of St. Lucia, we will give greater life to this national cultural policy, which has so many areas. Culture for economic development, culture in agriculture, culture in medicine. There are so many areas. We need to be creative as a government. All I need, Madam Speaker, all we need is given the opportunity. It's $2 million on the tourism budget, the marketing budget. And you can take this $2 million, help refine the product of the artist, with better training. And instead, at our airport, help bring our cultural groups to the airport, to the places where tourists frequent, and that can help develop our product. Except last night, you can buy tourism, Mr. Speaker, who fait boxing in paradise, tout cas les bagailles comme ça. A gouvernement les bas qui can tuer, c'est qu'il prend à danser l'argent ça, avec Paye, Samboué, avec musicien, avec Jean Larose. Paye un petit training, avec ces mouns là, ça, j'aime travail comme ça, Madame Speaker, Mr. Speaker. So the marketing of our country, it's not primarily done through the internet and other areas. Yes, that's important. But we can be creative and have a new and diverse product, Mr. Speaker. And I understand why the member for Cassis of South East does not understand why you can use this to run a country. I understand why. Because it is the thinking of his government. You can't think out of the box. You can't be creative. There are examples all around the world of countries who have done such. Mr. Speaker, one would have thought that the environment that we are in, with energy, that the environment that we're in with climate change, that this government would be more sensitive to the patrimony of this country. Vous avez cru, M. Speaker, qui en qualité de classe-là, nous avons vivre un pays à présent, à la terre. Si le gouvernement, ça, c'est qu'il est plus sensible pour bagailler l'environnement avec qui le sait, avec ça, gros papa nous a quitté, bon. M. Speaker, this is a government which, through its actions, caused the National Trust to seek clarification through the courts on issues relating to the sale of GCs and Princeton. That has never happened in the history of the nation. This is a government, Mr. Speaker, on a collision course with the protection of the World Heritage Site. Under this government, we are under the threat of losing 500 acres of prime land, prime solution real estate. And this government, Mr. Speaker, the evidence is there on television. Ministers of this government were seen and heard speaking glibly and openly about what can be done with the Queen's Chain. As these things have changed, Mr. Speaker, and the Queen's Chain, our beaches, can be open. Ping pong ball for anyone. That is the kind of government that we have. And many promises have been made. Madam Speaker, Mr. Speaker, if given the opportunity, as our history has shown, a Labour Party government will never, ever even consider the sale of our beaches. Never. Mr. Speaker, our beaches will remain under Labour Party government with the people of St. Lucia, with free access to all of our citizens. We will never sell our beaches to the highest bidder. Never. Mr. Speaker, place pour moun jouer. Beach of VFR, Beach of Castry, tout passe où on l'on sait ici. Un gouvernement en l'éba, pas qu'il jamais cache les fans beach nous. Jamais. Mr. Speaker, the serious problem of soil stabilization. What is this government doing, especially since Hurricane Thomas? We have some situations in my own constituency, the constituency where I serve. Mount Cayenne, Delvey, many of these areas were badly affected, Mr. Speaker, after Hurricane Thomas, and the soils need to be stabilized. If we are given the opportunity, Mr. Speaker, we will commission a groundwater study. We have lots of groundwater in St. Lucia. And the government needs to go in that direction. And again, Mr. Speaker, you heard the Prime Minister. Since we have so much groundwater, we don't need any study. That's the attitude of this government, you know. You know the thing, so we don't need any study. Let's just do anything big, fast. We don't need any study. Mr. Speaker, we need to take seriously the construction of seawall defenses to protect our coastal communities, the retrofitting of public buildings, higher capacity drains, and a comprehensive public awareness program. Mr. Speaker, that is what we are about. We are getting ready to put St. Lucia in a state of readiness with global climate change. But you know what, Mr. Speaker, even further? We all know that we depend on imported oil. When the price increases by 10 US a barrel on the world market, in our region, even the cost, just the cost of electricity, Mr. Speaker, goes up by about 1.5% of GDP. That's significant. As a government, if we are given the opportunity, Mr. Speaker, we'll be more committed to increasing the production of electricity from renewable sources, like solar, wind, and biomass. We'll be more committed. We will not only give our consumers an important buffer from rising oil prices, but we will create a new economy, we'll generate savings, and create new jobs. Mr. Speaker, it is time to revisit the Electricity Supply Act. We need, Mr. Speaker, to make net metering possible. We believe, Mr. Speaker, that St. Lucia can meet 20% of its energy needs from renewable sources by the year 2020. We believe, Mr. Speaker, that St. Lucia can meet at least 20% of its energy needs from renewable sources by the year 2020, if we are serious. And what can we do as a government? We can reduce electricity consumption in the public service by at least 15% through a comprehensive energy efficiency program. How will we do this if we are given the opportunity, Madam Mr. Speaker? We will retrofit all government offices, schools, health centers, hospitals, and police stations so that wherever possible they can use renewable sources of energy. We have to be serious about this energy business, Mr. Speaker, and we are ready. When we do the calculations, Mr. Speaker, we believe that we can save over $5 million on our public service electricity bills. That is what we are doing, Mr. Speaker. We are making the calculations, and we can tell you how much we will save. We are serious. And what can we do? We can improve the government fleet. We have an extensive fleet of vehicles, SUVs, many of them purchased, especially during the last 4 years. Many more were purchased. Gas-guzzling SUVs, some of them being driven at all odd times. given the opportunity, Mr. Speaker. Very early, we need to carry out an extensive survey of the government vehicle fleet and take all steps to make the vehicle fleet as fuel efficient as possible. If we are going to expect the general public to make changes in their driving habits to respond to rising fuel prices, then the government must lead the way. The government must lead the way. Nukadi moon, puka pool, nukadi moon, pou fè tout bagay, le gouvernement pa ka di sa y ka y fè, pou servi mwen fka. Nukadi jan set lisi, pa ale bon danse, kon yo te ka ale avan, le nou pa ka di ki sa minis gouvernement ka y fè, pou yo drive mwen se go hototo machine nan yo ka drive ek se go machine nan. Ki ka bregas for sponge. So the government, Mr. Speaker, must reduce on its own fuel consumption and come and tell the people of St. Lucia how much fuel you have saved. And only then can you ask people to carpool and do all those kinds of things. The government must set the example. Mr. Speaker, I will not go down the road to explain to the government and especially the member for Babuno once again that agriculture is a strange business. In 2007, Mr. Speaker, after getting into office on December 11, 2006, by 2007, okay, the members were already jumping up that they have made such progress in agriculture. As if agriculture is like making bears. 1 week, you can raise production by so much, because you can simply improve on your efficiencies and so on. But Mr. Speaker, we're speaking about biological processes, and I've been at pains to explain to the members opposite that bananas and poultry and pigs and all of those things, they are biological entities. If the weather is not too good, your production goes down. The weather improves next time, your production goes up. If you have efficiencies in certain areas, you may have an improvement. But production and success in agriculture depends to a large extent on external factors, what happens in the field. And so this year, Madam Speaker, we have the record. And the members will be quick to tell you it's hurricane and drought. Hurricane Thomas and drought. But I am not here to talk about the figures. That we've had the lowest production of bananas in any year. The lowest production that all areas except two areas in the livestock sector, Madam Speaker, fared badly. My concern, Madam Speaker, is about the farmers and their families in Dupont North, in Bellevue, Piero, Vigée, Grace, and all around St. Lucia, and especially the farmers, most of whom, the majority of whom, live between the Badlil and Soufre. We have some in Babuno and so on. That is where my concern is. With all of the crisis, what has this government done? What will this government do to change the lot of the farmers? Madam Speaker, Gouvernement a vini ek di. Yo ka manje tout zafè farmers. They will take care of farmers. That the Labour Party killed bananas. They did all kinds of things. Ek mwen warn minister, Si là on parle about agriculture, bagaille qu'on hurricane, toutes ces bagailles ça a affecté. So de là, Madame Speaker, quand les productions qu'a monté, comme à bagaille river, production qu'a descend, and a lot of those factors impact on agriculture. But what is interesting, Madam Speaker, is this. On page 14 of the Social and Economic and Social Review of 2010, it's very interesting that I want you to listen, Madam Speaker, to the reasons, some of the reasons for the poor performance in agriculture. And as I've said before, I'm not going to go to the hurricane and the drought and all of that. My question is, when we have all of the challenges, what is the response of a government? That is what I want to focus on. So you can't blame them for the drought. You can't blame them for the hurricanes. But what has been the response? And listen to this, Madam Speaker, and I quote. On page 14, growth in the sector continues to be hampered by a confluence of both domestic and international factors. Wow. Unquote. Domestic and international factors. Domestic and international factors. I didn't hear in past budget debates any of those things being espoused. When we try to explain the domestic and international factors that caused, especially the international factors, oh, there was a cry from the government. Listen again, Madam Speaker, I continue. And I quote once again. These include rising input costs, poor agricultural practices, disease control issues, and limited access to affordable financing, evidenced by a declining share of commercial banks' credit to that sector. Now, when you study every single reason given here, this is the same government that came into office and promised to change every single item here. Every single item here. And I repeat, rising input costs, poor agricultural practices. Are we serious, Madam Speaker? 4 years, going into 5 years, after this government came here championing saying they are the farmers' government. And in 2010, a reason for the poor performance, I didn't say it is here. Poor agricultural practices. Who's responsible for ensuring that farmers improve their agricultural practices? Disease control issues. And I understand disease control issues because in early 2010, Madam Speaker, when I spoke about black sigatoka, a disease affecting the Musa species, Madam Speaker, and you know, when members opposite laugh at things like that, I forgive them. For your education, Musa species refers to all plants in a particular family, including bananas, plantains, macambu, and so on. Honorable member. In fact, your friend from Denry North should have quickly corrected you. You laughed in front of the whole world. That is what Musa species means. It's not me. It means bananas, plantains, and so on. But I'm also Musa. But anyway, Madam Speaker, when we spoke of black sigatoka affecting the Musa species, especially bananas, and I warned the government. The Labour Party said, we need to handle this sigatoka very carefully. And when I spoke about sigatoka, the member for Babuno and Minister with Responsibility for Agriculture, he said words to the effect that I'm a high-class ignorant. That's high-class ignorance. Once again insulting, just like when the member for Ansari Kanri said I'm from a cave. And the member for Denry North allowed himself to be joined by saying that the people from Denry North are hard to govern. That's the attitude of this government. We notice here that the black sigatoka has affected our bananas. What did the government do? And even in the ECLAC report, there's mention of that. Did the government do enough to help the farmers to deal with black sigatoka? Did the government act quickly? Well, it's not your fault, but you need to respond. So, Madam Speaker, that is the problem. Our exports, 27,000 tons. In 2006, we made 16 million, and it goes on. So, Madam Speaker, banana farmers have seen declining incomes, and especially between 2009, with the hurricane and all in 2010, they have problems. Farmacy, Madam Speaker, near shy problem, pas un shy yo, qui te ka van fig, et tout difficulté a, yoni problem. So we have less money in the rural areas. We saw the plantain farmers increasing their share. Traditional vegetable farmers, problem. The import bill, our food import bill, continues to rise. And while this government promised to cut down on the food import bill, in 2004 it was 225.93 million. In 2010 it is 351.36 million. So there must be responses to those things. And these are the facts. Farmers continue to have problems. Today they have to pay over $15, Madam Speaker, to a gallon to put fuel in their vehicles. Fertilizer and inputs continue to increase. And we have our farmers who have not tailored their production in a way which the government promised to reflect the business-like attitude. So that is the issue. I am not here to debate in and out of the Minister with Responsibility for Agriculture. My siapu TMAC as a minister, because all of the debate and all of the TMAC in the house, the people, the farmers in the rural communities, are the ones who are going to bed without enough money to send their children to school. And that is what we need to address. And so I ask myself, if we know that agricultural damage out of so much was 108.81 million, our losses were 42.92 million, Madam Speaker. Irrigation was damaged by to a tune of 23.44 million. What is the government going to do to help the farmers? You know what the government did? After Thomas, they started by offering the farmers $150 per acre. Kosa yo kumase, Madam Speaker. Yo son seka dollar yo diyo kabayo pa ak. There were delays in implementation of the fertilizer program. And when the minister went to the farmers, he had no choice but to change his mind about the amount to the farmers. Le ministre is visite se fama. Le se fama kumase hele amwe. Il dit, il changeait. Assistance was given to vegetable farmers, but when they were ready to sell the vegetables, Madam Speaker, they could not approach the hotels as before, because a lot of these hotels and other people had imported containers of some of the same vegetables that the farmers grew. Achai se fama ki plante shock crops, le puyo vanyo, lani go glot ale market la, Madam Speaker. Endless tomatoes all over the place. What we must do, Madam Speaker, is to secure all lands that are best suited for agriculture. If we are given the opportunity, if we are given the chance, we will define an agriculture green belt. We will put it in legislation. It will consist of lands that have been zoned and reserved solely for agriculture. Nous allons mettre toute terre si nous créons cette affaire pour agriculture à la taille qu'a créé un agriculture green belt. Et nous allons mettre en loi. So while they speak about acquiring land from SLBC, Madam Speaker, while they speak about that, they are in Choiseul. While they are doing that, they are in Choiseul taking the best farming land from the farmers of Choiseul to put housing. These are the examples. So when they speak about taking land for agriculture, you speak to the farmers of Choiseul. Madam Speaker, the farmers had to create pressure. Up to now, the farmers have a petition. They are petitioning this government, the government that call themselves the farmers' government. You protest the farmers who fait lot bagay à Choiseul. Good agricultural land that have been used for ages by the Danes. That is what they've done. We need to create a land bank. It will initially consist of all government crown lands that are best suited. We have to encourage private landowners who have land that can be used for agriculture to work with us in this land bank. We believe, Madam Speaker, that the assistance to farmers after Hurricane Thomas was not enough. And even what we see in this budget is not enough. It is not enough. It is not enough, Madam Speaker. After Hurricane Thomas, the kind of destruction in the budget, there is something like 15 million or so for projects. Look at what Ministry of Communication has. Look at what tourism has. Why don't we inject more money into the Ministry of Agriculture so that the government can assist the farmers to at least get back on their feet? I do not believe that the money is enough. We need to distill the land. I do not believe what the Prime Minister has allocated to the Minister for Agriculture will enable the ministry. We have fields in a lot of productive areas, Madam Speaker. If you travel the country, those farmers on their own will not, in many, many years, be able to recover those lands. Because you must first distill. You need to put a tractor in there to help them out, to give them a start. And this government has not demonstrated that urgency. When people buy ministre agricole, plus l'argent, so c'est ministre qui allait aider ces farmers. Extractor qui buy comme ça pour tirer toute la boue à l'effet. You cannot expect those farmers to hire tractors and all kinds of things to be filled. Not enough. I heard about the cocoa industry. Madam Speaker, we need to have more emphasis on that. Targeted niche production. This government has spoken about the marketing board. The St. Lucia Marketing Board, for years. And the changes in the Marketing Board, Madam Speaker, the initial idea and the initial studies to change the Marketing Board did not come from this government. The studies are there, and I have a copy with me of the study for restructuring the St. Lucia Marketing Board. But this government has not made the kind of progress that they promised. A food mall, a market, a food mall in the valley. We need, Madam Speaker, to have new marketing arrangements for agriculture. We propose that if we are given the opportunity, Madam Speaker, we'll create a national food marketing company. And that national food marketing company will manage the marketing of agricultural products. And it's not new. No, but it's not new. If you want to regurgitate, the report is there. It proposes all of those things. It's not about you. And that is the problem, Madam Speaker. The problem of farmers and food security in St. Lucia is not about you, Mr. Minister. Through you, Madam Speaker. It's not about you. It's about the whole country. It's a serious problem. So when we speak in this house, when I speak here, I'm not speaking about you. I'm speaking about the farmers and I'm speaking about food security. And I'm speaking about the future. We need to develop links with other sectors. We need to commence intersectoral linkages with the Ministry of Health. Agriculture and health must be linked in a more serious way. Madam Speaker, if given the opportunity, we will act as a government on the Budram report. There is a report. If given the opportunity, we will act on that report and restructure the Ministry of Agriculture. Why are our fishermen suffering so much to get fish? Pour qu'ils aient pêché, ni pour pas autant de temps pour jouer l'argent. Why? And when you speak to the fishermen, they are going through tremendous stresses and problems to get money to feed their families. You will deal with it, but if given the opportunity, Madam Speaker, we'll put an end to that practice. We'll put an end to that practice. Fishermen need to get their money no later than a 30-day, within a 30-day period. Madam Speaker, see, nous jouons une opportunité. Nous pouvons mettre un bout pour pêcher qui a souffert autant pour l'argent. Après un mois, pêcher supposé jouer l'argent. Madam Speaker, given the opportunity, we will also remove the Fish Marketing Corporation from under the control of the NDC. And a new Fisheries Development Corporation will manage the fisheries company. We must also, Madam Speaker, we must also provide relief to our fishermen from the rising cost of gasoline. We will increase the level of the fuel rebate given to fishermen to help them with their costs. And to also keep the price of local fish affordable for our consumers. Grâce à ces pêcheurs qui ont gagné. Nous allons faire rebate la plus haut par ces pêcheurs. Nous allons faire ces pêcheurs jouer plus rebate en les gâteaux. Et make sure you jouer paiement à l'aise. So, Madam Speaker, we want to change this country, Madam Speaker. We want to rescue this country from what has been happening. But, Madam Speaker, it would be remiss of me on this occasion, obviously before I go back to the people of Beaufort North to ask them for their support, not to say a few words about the constituency which I represent. Madam Speaker, I wish to thank the people of Vigée, the people of Labodé, Calmis, Canel, the people of Grace, La Retraite, the people of Coulitown, the people of Asukaye, Joye, Tevan, Belvie, Zevasel, Dimaï, Sabo, Moncaen, Thierro, Foncapesh, Kako, Magotin, and Opicon. I wish to thank all of them, Madam Speaker. Merci and Shai. You have given me an opportunity, Madam Speaker, to serve them. And I respect the love which they have given to me, and I appreciate it. We have gone through many trials over the last 4.5 years, Madam Speaker. But they supported me throughout. While we are not in government, nous pas en gouvernement, we use what we have, our abilities, our creativity, to help deliver on some of the promises which I made when I entered political life. Même si nous pas en gouvernement, l'ami bagay nous est affaire avec quoi nous même avions fort nous. Avec mes travail avec ces mouna, et nous activer à chaque bagay. I told them, Madam Speaker, that I would be a tireless advocate on their behalf. Si me regay goume bayo, a parlement, as a two-partus. I told them we would work with groups to help ensure that we had a better organized community. I told them we would work with the youth, Madam Speaker, and unemployed people. I told them we would assist the sick and elderly, even though we were in opposition. I told them we would carry out small projects, even if we have to do it on our own. Mwen di yo, menm si gouvernement pa ede nou, si lan iti projet nou ta fè ale, ale, pa kon nou, nou dek ay fè. I told them we would help create a new voice for the children of the preschools in the constituency. Because, Madam Speaker, in many parts of St. Lucia, preschools are ignored, and preschoolers are ignored. We said, Madam Speaker, that we would help as much as we could in the school program. We said we would develop an advance of Fort North. That Fort North would be known as a community where people are excellent at sports and are excellent social activists. And we continue to work on that brand. So that in the future, just like when you hear a Brazilian, even though the person has never kicked a ball, when you hear this person is from Brazil, immediately you believe this person is a good footballer. That is what I want for the people of Beaufort North. When you know somebody from Beaufort North, you must believe that this individual is excellent at sports, and excellent at such cultural activism, and excellent in intellectual prowess. And Madam Speaker, we have many successes. We had a few, the success stories are all because of collaboration among the leaders. C'est Mouna qui s'est met les calls avec Mouna qui font l'église of Beaufort North, aidez-moi. So the Pierrot playing field, Madam Speaker, with the assistance eventually of the Ministry of Sports, came after much effort. By the time the Ministry of Sports came on board, Madam Speaker, we had already graded the Pierrot playing field, which was built with the assistance of the former Minister for Youth and Sports, former Honorable John Odlum, and the former Honorable Cecil Lee, former. From late December after the elections, we started to work. And with collaboration with the principal of the Hero Combined School, letters were written, requests were made, and eventually, after a child broke his arm on the playing field, more pressure was brought to bear, and the ministry assisted us. And this promise of the playing field for Piro, which was a major promise, I'm happy that we have a playing field at Piro. I wish to thank all of those concerned, including the ministry, all of those concerned. Madam Speaker, there's a little place in Beaufort North called Francopèche. And if you visit this little place, you'll fall in love with it immediately. It is nestled in the hills of Piero. And this is one of the areas in Beaufort North with an abundance of water. Anytime there's a water crisis, tout moun ka ale Francopèche. And water oozes out of the hills. Fresh water, Madam Speaker, spring water. And this little community, after much effort, through our own efforts, we were able to do some work in that community. We were able to, through whatever packages, the $30,000 packages from the Ministry of Work, small, but we still used whatever we could to build trains and to do work at Francopèche. We were able, Madam Speaker, to cause there to be garbage collection at Francopèche. Because there are to be concrete strips on the road leading to Francopèche. Concrete strips on the road leading to Mornandrew, Madam Speaker. trills and drains into the community at the forward junction leading to Sako. Madam Speaker, the paving of the road leading to the Piero Primary School is another achievement with collaboration of the principal and the Ministry of Works. Many drains, Madam Speaker. Our own cleanup work, which we felt we need to do on our own with the involvement of youth. Drains on the highway at Opicon. And general cleaning activities. We need, Madam Speaker, to continue to make the roads within the rural areas, within the communities of the rural areas, much better for our people. The road to the Piero Plain Fields. When the minister came with me on a tour of the community, Madam Speaker, I took the minister to visit that particular road. She never came to fill Piero, but the minister has been away. Nothing has been done so far on it, although, Madam Speaker, I heard that something will be done, efforts which are being led by the candidate, but I'll come to that. We need to rationalize the NBC lands at Opicon. There's a place called Opicon in Fort North at Piero, and we need to rationalize those lands so that the people are able to afford to purchase the land and we can improve the conditions there. At VJ, several letters and representations were made about the VJ Canals Road. The road was, some work was done on it from the Piero gap to the Kako area. And we heard about this project, which will be funded by the QAT Fund. Let me turn QAT Fund, I say, Chime VJ, and we're content. But lo and behold, Madam Speaker, the only part of the road which is being constructed is the part which leads to Miku South. And the member for Miku South spoke about it. The main VJ Canals Road, where we have a number of farmers, we need to pay some attention to that VJ Canals Road. The road was done, there are lots of landowners in that VJ Jericho Road who I'm sure are very happy. The VJ playing field, Madam Speaker, it's important that we deal with that playing field and the Labodere Road. At Bellevue, we are very concerned about the water catchment at Bellevue, Madam Speaker. Groanukapuan Bellevue, this water supplies Piero and all of these areas. And anytime there is a little rain, this water catchment, really, we need to take care of this water catchment with some tanks and a new system up there. Once again, our own efforts until December of 2010, Madam Speaker, we were fixing the road from the Bellevue School to Vevercel on our own. The people of Bellevue came together with me and we were fixing, blocking the holes on our own. So we need to ensure that those projects are completed. The Bellevue-Vevercel Road is being constructed now, Madam Speaker, and I'm looking for a very speedy completion to that project. The HRDC, although we are not totally satisfied with the capacity of it, and we know that had the Labour Party continued in government, the construction of this HRDC would have had a much nicer, much more spacious design. But it is there. It has not opened, and we are hoping, Madam Speaker, that it opens very soon. We need, Madam Speaker, to deal with the playing field at Bellevue, to stabilize the slopes after Thomas, and to complete the upliftment of the Joye community. The people of Monkayen need some assistance, Madam Speaker, with their slopes. I am very concerned about the slopes at Monkayen that we need to invest some money in the stabilization of those slopes. At Grace, Madam Speaker, before I close, again, through self-help, Madam Speaker, the community spirit at Beaufort North, we do not wait for the government to respond. After we've written several letters, we came together and we built a bus shelter at Beau Séjour. The people came together. Let me wear Sakali and Nufair on the shelter. And we did many small projects on our own. I must say also, Madam Speaker, that many of the projects that we've been asking for, we have been told by the SFDC, we went on tours, I brought the minister, or I went on a tour with the minister, we looked at the culvert at Opicon. Well, Madam Speaker, anytime there is rain, this culvert prevents traffic flow, and it almost the water almost engulfs the houses in that area. We're concerned about Gloatica Dormi Opicon. It's very important that something be done about that culvert. The minister was there, he saw it himself. I took him to Labodere, I took him to the Grace Ring Road around the playing field at Grace, to Sever, to Opicon, and to some other areas. Both the minister and SSDS had indicated, Madam Speaker, that the funds were not available. The road to the Piero playing field. But here is what has happened. A couple of weeks ago, Madam Speaker, funds have not been available, but a couple of weeks ago, the chairperson of the Rural Council, who is also the political candidate, goes around with officials to this very same project, like the road a road called Nickel Road at Bellevue, a road to the Piero playing field. All of these projects, the same project, have been visited by the political candidates of the United Workers Party in Newport North. People are measuring, people are doing. I do not mind if the Newport North gets projects. Me concern still any project cafe of Newport North. But it's the governance issues, Madam Speaker. The governance issues that they have ignored. We need, Dr. Thomas, to improve the housing for the elderly in Newport North. Lani kome guamun kipani kai after hurricane na shik toujou yopan kai yo. So we need to complete that, Madam Speaker. In the year under review, Madam Speaker, we continue to have strange issues with the Rural Council, and many of the members who spoke before me opposite spoke about the councils, the district councils. But Madam Speaker, the style of this government does not speak well to the way in which they are governing the country. The district council in Newport North, Madam Speaker, all of the evidence demonstrates that the chairperson of this council, it is clear, based on the activities, that this is a partisan arm of the governing party. I do not understand how a candidate of a political party, who is also the chairperson of a council, directs government-sponsored projects. Madam Speaker, I don't understand. I understand, but it is important that I place it on the record. The people of Newport North understand. C'est Jean Newport North la copain sacrale. Même ces projets, Madam Speaker, me mené par le gouvernement, qu'on s'y met à bord, M. Nickel, s'y met à qui carré le fil PEOA, s'y met mon cayenne. Même ces projets-là, candidat gouvernement, capable avec officier, et que même ces projets-là, si gouvernement, ça c'est ça, je veux l'argent pour faire, les me mené ministre là même. Allez encore, il n'y a pas venu l'argent, mais à présent, candidat yo. Car avec les mêmes qui tient pour son council. Madam Speaker, this is what's happening in the constituency. But I say to you, Madam Speaker, that kind of behavior will not deter the people of Newport North. Quelque manière yo ka fè avec councilor, avec politics la, avec Hurricane Thomas la, il pa ka deter, il pa ka fè gens de Newport North tourner couillon. And once again, Madam Speaker, the $50,000 which was extended by the government was used to assist people who got damaged by the hurricane, their homes and so on. But it was not enough. We appreciate it, but it was not enough. Some individuals were only able to get 5 sheets of plywood, 6 sheets of galvanized, Jean qui porte mort qui vient dommagé par hurricane. Vous avez pris assistance, Madame Speaker. What can $50,000? We have over 111 individuals who are affected by the hurricane on our list. So I urge the government, especially in the area of housing, je vais demander au gouvernement pour aider Jean Viewport North avec tout partout le monde qui vient affecté par le hurricane. The government can help with the houses, especially, Madame Speaker. That is the problem. And when one member can say that he spends over 21 million in a constituency, and when the other members will stand to speak of the millions that are spent in their constituency, the people of Viewport North need to ask whether they are not taxpayers. The people in the other constituencies need to ask whether they are not taxpayers. Madam Speaker, the constituency development project, one of these projects is happening in Viewport North, and the people of Asukaye, I am sure, will be thankful for that drain that's happening, that drain that's taking place. They are taxpayers too, so it's not about being lucky. Jean Viewport North can pay a tax. So when there is a project, don't tell us we are lucky. They like to insult people, Madam Speaker. Don't tell us we are lucky. We are taxpayers like any other St. Lucian. We are taxpayers. So, Madam Speaker, I wish once again to thank all those who have assisted me. I wish to thank my office staff in particular, Madam Speaker. They have been with me. The two young ladies at my office have worked tirelessly under a lot of pressure, Madam Speaker, because we're in opposition. And people believe we can work miracles. People in Viewport North, though, understand how this government operates. They give you assistance in one hand, but their political candidates get multitudes of assistance in the other hand. They understand that. They understand that. Jean Viewport North Copan, qui même si gouvernement mettait aussi assistance à community development project, il fait ça. Même si on mettait aussi assistance à communications and work, à 30,000 de l'air, je fais ça. Mais à même l'air, Mouna qui a mouté Bayoua, qui chef council là, qui a postulé projet après projet après projet. But we understand that, Madam Speaker. So I say once again, all groups who have assisted me in the 4.5 years, thank you. All the churches, Madam Speaker, thank you very much. People who have prayed for me, Gwamuna Viewport North, qui a prédié pour moi. Yo savi pa eze, avec yo ka prédié pour moi. I thank my family, Madam Speaker, because more than anybody else, Madam Speaker, they have borne the brunt of these pressures over the last 4 years. I'm a first-time politician and parliamentarian, and the experience has been wonderful. I do not know, Madam Speaker, if this is our last meeting. I do not know whether the members opposite will yield to the people and simply decide to remove us from this misery and call elections. So, I want to thank you, Madam Speaker, for not only guiding me, but also giving me some wonderful experiences. I want to thank you because there will not be another budget debate before elections. You came to my office, Madam Speaker, and I want to thank you for that. So I urge the people of Viewport North to look at the record. Look at this age of Viewport North. Gade record. Gade manière, Mazagoume Bao. The way we fought together. And when the time comes, Madam Speaker, I am sure the results will be resounding. I am sure, Madam Speaker, that the results will be resounding. I thank you, Madam Speaker, and I urge all of us to work very hard. Two just remove this government of the backs of the people of St. Lucia. I thank you very much.
Member for Parliament for Guildford North, the Honourable Moses Musa Chambati, and his contribution to the 2010-2011 estimate of revenue and expenditure.